to stand for the final verse and chorus.
I praise the Holy Ghost, thy blessed helps supply, that we may join the brilliant host triumphant in the sky, where with the glory fight, saved by our Savior's side, we shall be satisfied, by and by, by and by, by and by, we shall be satisfied, by and by.
We'll turn again to those passages of Scripture we read earlier. If you like to mark both in your Bible, we'll be looking primarily at Luke 24, but also Nehemiah chapter number 3. And with God's word open before us, let us bow, please, just in a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before thee again in the attitude of prayer, we thank that we can cast every care upon the Lord today. Remember those who mourn, O God. Remember again the Matith family. Give comfort, grace, and strength to that family today and especially tomorrow. Remember those in hospital at this time as well. Remember Brother Robert, remember Mrs. Cuthbertson and others who need a touch. Lord, be pleased to strengthen them and to raise them up, O God, we pray. Bless us now as we come to thy precious and thy holy word. Open our hearts and minds today to receive with meekness the engrafted word of life. Hide man far behind the cross, we pray, and speak through thy word today to the saving of souls in our gathering and to the blessing of the saints of God. And in everything, O God, we pray that glory and honor will be brought to our Savior. To this end, undertake now, fill me afresh with thy Holy Spirit. Take away everything that is not of thee. Give right words, prevailing words, O God. Let the word of the Lord have free course and be glorified amongst us this day. We ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. And amen. Our text for today is verse 49 of Luke chapter 24. I'll read that verse with you again. It says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And the verse that we read today from Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse number 15, that verse tells us about the repairing of the fountain gate in the walls of ancient Jerusalem in the day of God's servant Nehemiah. This gate was situated in the southeast corner of the walls, just north of the Dung Gate, and it was near the pool of Siloa, near to the king's garden. Now, in the original language of the Old Testament, the word for fountain there literally means a spring of water. Thus, the fountain gate was near to a spring of water that would replenish the pool of Siloa, which in turn would irrigate and cultivate the king's garden. Now, it's interesting to note that in Holy Scripture, water is often used to illustrate and to depict the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the life of the Christian and in the life of the Church of Christ itself. And we see this from the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel, chapter 7, and the verses 37 to 39. Here the Lord is speaking on the final day of the Feast of the Tabernacles. And he says these all-important words. He says, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.